dalle sans toi, filet sans toi, oui.
For those of you who feel you cannot live without NHL hockey, PBS has announced that Bill Moyers will host a weekly show in which 12 Canadians try to beat the living crap out of one another. It's time for Sport à Trois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Monsieur Arnoldine, Monsieur Bruce Stevens, and myself, Gaston de la Mer. Well, the American golfers are falling behind in the Ryder Cup. You know, in retrospect, it may have been a mistake to use Allen Iverson and Carlos Boozer there in the first round. It's time for Sports à Trois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Monsieur Arnold Dean, Monsieur Bruce Stevens, and myself.
You have to be very careful in the use of the word boozer when you're dealing with Mr. Dean.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
That rumor.
The good and the bad, and there are some good ones. You just get out and start over again. And I mean, you know, the problem is if they participated in this thing, there's no way that they can get any credibility back. I mean, you know what? If somebody were calling me up in front of the Ethics Commission right now, I would be sneering at them. I'd go into the hearing and go, oh, well, is this one of your famous secret public meetings? Or does anybody else know about this?
Where's the microphone?
Oh, yeah. Now you're saying I have to follow the laws, huh?
So, wasn't there some comment made about, I don't want to hear my voice on Channel 3 or
the commissioner.
Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I think the person who comes out the worst is the chairman of the commission. She's the one who says the thing about, I better not hear my voice on Channel 3. Well, guess what, honey? anyway, exactly.
Not just restricted to Channel 3. It's like,
Tom Monahan has your old thing now. Anyway, joining us now is
even more powers to be able to levy fines, and again, in a criminal investigation, should that occur within their scope, that would automatically be turned over to the chief state's attorney.
Yeah. I think they should be allowed
to. That would be a given.
I think they should have firearms and should be able to use them with a
penal. No.
Just a thought. You know, this is like the Wild West out there.
No.
Governor Rell, anyway, thank you very much for sparing the time. And, it was a delight to talk to you, and I hope there'll be other occasions.
I hope so, too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, I mean, Sylvester turned this place into, you know.
There've been
it's a gangland basically, and so did Roland, and I mean, nobody stopped anybody from doing anything as far as I could tell. Well, let me say one more thing about this. All this stuff about how nobody can take Red Sox tickets and stuff like that. You know, on many nights of the legislature, there's like a buffet somewhere in the building if they're working that's sponsored by like the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities or, you know, some kind of lobbying group will just have like food that the legislators can just go eat. Anytime they want. So I don't know why you can tell some schmuck who works for DOT that he can't take. I mean, it seems to me that there is also a real gray area. There's a lot of stuff that legislators are allowed to take that, some schmo can't. What?
I'm still laughing about that firearms comment.
I think that's a great idea. Let's, you know, and that's the other thing that I would do. I would, you know, get some real sort of Clint Eastwood type ethics commissioners and have them shoot a few people.
Well, only with tranquilizer darts.
Yeah, people would straight up and fly, you know, right, if they saw somebody else go down with a magnum in their leg. What does Sean want to say about her voice?
I have no clue. Sean.
What?
No, it wasn't about her voice. I'm just...
Well, the New York Jets are 2-0, which gives new meaning to the term fantasy football. It's time for Sport à Trois. Thank you, Mr. Ronald Dean, Mr. Bruce Stevens, and myself. We got Scandal on air.
A brother took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The brother tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his leg and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right."
This should be the ethics commission.
Yeah, sure.
All right, joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, for after a long absence, and believe me, the people at Betty Ford were very sorry to see him go. It's from his own galaxy. It's the world's only Borg talk show caller, Locutus.
Yeah, so I'm back, Colin.
Where have you been? I don't even want to know. No, don't even tell me.
Oh, I've been around.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you calling about?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, Colin.
Okay.
How do you feel about propaganda, indoctrination, and brainwashing?
I have to find out what my master is telling me to say about this. Hold on just a second. It turns out those things are okay.
Those things are okay?
Yeah. Okay. Did I not blunder into your trap? I'm sorry. I'll be getting it. I object to them on moral grounds.
Now go ahead. So, you know, I've been watching a program on Friday night at 8 o'clock on a public TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called College Bound.
Yeah.
And the gist of it is that you have to tell people that, in effect, they're telling people that they should start in grade school and so forth to indoctrinate their children that you will go to college.
Right.
Whatever.
On this program, do people ever come to their point?
Do they go?
Keep going. Go ahead.
Do they?
Anyway, this is all about indoctrinating people to go to college. So your point would be?
Okay, well, the point is that the students that they're showing are patently unqualified in many cases academically.
Right.
If we had a rational system.
Yeah.
To go to college, and they're being cajoled, and they're being getting special help, and all kinds.
Before you know it, one of them turns out to be the president.
Yeah, but George Bush never claimed to be a genius, okay?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But the whole point is that when I look at this program, it's very disturbing to me, because clearly this is brainwashing, this is propaganda, and, you know, the fact of the matter is that there's not going to be jobs for these people when they graduate, if they graduate. By the way, the colleges don't tell you that the dropout rate from college is 50%, at least.
So your point would be we should have a more rational system and decide that some people are just sort of meant to work on our cars and stuff, right?
We should have a more rational system.
All right, that's fine. I think we'll stop right there, because you calling for rationality on this show, and that's a hallmark moment right there. We've got Ted on the line here from Southington with some exciting broadcasting news. All right, Ted.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, your station puts out a damn good signal. Excuse my language.
When we feel like it, we do.
No, I was up in New Brunswick, Canada.
Yeah.
Centerville.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
I listened to the Boston Red Sox game on WTIC.
My Lord. Now, what were you doing up there in Centerville?
We were visiting my wife's brother.
Your wife's brother lives in Centerville?
Yeah.
New Brunswick?
Yep.
Do you know Marty Schwartz?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, that day, anyway, I know the day you're talking about, and what happened was we spilled some of Jeff Huckabone's special energy drink on the transmitter.
I'll tell you, now, the skip was good that day. That's all it was.
All right.
It was like I was right here in Connecticut listening to you guys. It was a great signal.
You actually are right here in Connecticut.
I know we are.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Once again, maybe I should go over this again.
Mm.
The idea is to keep people listening to the station.
He's listening right now.
Right.
Ted, are you listening? What were you saying to me, Bobby?
Don't invite...
They are on TV? Simmons and Sullivan are both probably on some...
No. I think they're on, like, Channel 20 or one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not clear which one, but I thought I saw...
TV stations?
I thought I had a... I saw something...
And there'd be rebroadcast on Channel 8. There's actually a Mark Davis All-Star special. I mean, it'll be the debate, but also the Mark Davis dancers. Then Mark is going to go out and do a Cole Porter medley. So there, I think, anyway, there'll be opportunities to see this debate on television if you're having trouble sleeping. I'm sure that can be arranged. And, you know, there was actually pretty interesting lawsuit. That's our house band, Mr. Feet, playing the chicken. And it's time to talk to JP, the Doomsday Economist, who is located in a bunker of unknown origin. So?
Fall is beginning.
What's happening? What's beginning?
The fall.
The fall?
Yes.
The big fall? The big one? The rapture? The whole thing?
Could be. I don't know. But certainly autumn.
Oh, autumn. Oh.
And the season of market panics.
Yeah.
Stock market crashes.
Right.
And I won't get into extensive details. Everybody can go to jpdoomsday.com to get the details.
Right. And also to order their JP Doomsday tote bags.
Yep. Well, we're giving them away for free if you sign up for our newsletter.
And the kids to distill drinking water out of your own urine.
Yes, right. We have special filtration kits now.
So basically what you say is, what is your overall forecast here?
Well, basically, based upon spiral calendar and eclipses in October, we are entering a period that is a window of vulnerability, if you will, for a major stock market crash or, more broadly, a historical panic.
Breakdown of civilization.
It could take the form of that. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we break below Dow 10,000 in the next couple weeks here, I would definitely put the radar alert on for what would come next.
Panic and unrest, pestilence, mutants, looting stores.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows indeed. And early October?
Any time in October into early November.
Yeah. Who does any sense of what the foliage is going to be like this year?
What's that?
And do you have any sense, any portent about what the foliage season would be like this year?
Very pretty, I'm sure.
Beautiful? Okay.
Now,
that to look forward to.
You think Dan Rather might announce his resignation tonight?
Bruce says no.
Huh?
Bruce says no.
I tend to think he wouldn't have, he's too arrogant for that as well, but... a little birdie did tell me that's a distinct possibility. So.
Yeah. And is this little birdie standing with you on the median strip you're calling from right now? Where are you anyway?
I'm in my car. Birdie's standing on the dash, actually.
And can other people see the birdie, or can only you see it?
No, that's just my birdie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you alone with your birdie, then.
All right,
lovely evening. JP the Doomsday Economist, ladies and gentlemen. He can be contacted at www.jpdoomsday.com.
I guess apparently there's no point in me fixing my condo. We're all...
Well, he didn't put his foot squarely down on the breakdown of civilization. It could be just, stock market panic, people dumping their shares. The stock market and the economy are not the same thing, as Will McEachern used to tell us.
Right.
So, it might be okay. You might,
All right.
We might still have a world as we know it. So you're saying that Rather doesn't go.